ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय विमृग्यापतयः
समाः
कश्चित् स्यान्मे विशुकाय तयि प्रव्रजिते वनम् ब्राह्मन् दुहितृभिस्तुभ्यम् विमृग्यापतयः समः कश्चित् स्यान्मे विशुकाय तयि प्रव्रजिते वनम्
ृग्यामह
कश्चित् स्यात् मे विशोकाय तायि प्रव्राजिते वानम् My dear Brahmana, as far as your daughters are concerned, they will find their own suitable husbands and go away to their respective homes. But who will give me solace after your departure as a sannyasi?
Дорогой Брам, твои дочери, потомство дочерей, они найдут себе достойный супруг, отправится каждый в свой новый дом. Но кто утешит меня после того, как ты, приняв саньясу, уйдешь из дома?
It is said that the father himself becomes the son in another form.
Говорится, что отец продолжает жить в своем сыне.
The father and son are therefore considered to be non-different.
Поэтому отец и сын суть одна.
A widow who has her son is actually not a widow, because she has the representative of her husband. Similarly, Devahuti is directly asking Kardama Muni to leave a representative so that in his absence she might be relieved of her anxieties by a suitable son.
Подобным образом Девахути просит Кардама Муни оставить ей своего представителя, чтобы в его отсутствии достойный сын мог развеять ее страхи.
A householder is not expected to remain at home for all his days.
Грехаста не должен жить в семье до конца своих дней.
After getting his sons and daughters married, a householder can retire from household life, leaving his wife in the charge of the grown-up sons.
Женив сыновей и выдав замуж дочерей, он может оставить домашний очаг.
That is the social convention of the Vedic system. Devahuti is indirectly asking that in his absence from home there be at least one male child to give her relief from her anxieties. This relief means spiritual instructions. Relief does not mean material comforts. Material comforts will end with the end of the body, but spiritual instruction will not end. It will go on with the spirit soul. Instruction and spiritual advancement is necessary, but without having a worthy son, how could Devahuti advance in spiritual knowledge? It is the duty of the husband to liquidate his debt to his wife. The wife gives her sincere service to the husband, and he becomes indebted to her, because one cannot accept service from his subordinate without giving him something in exchange. A spiritual master cannot accept service from a disciple without awarding him spiritual instruction. That is the reciprocation of love and duty. Thus Devahuti reminds her husband Kardva Muni that she has rendered him faithful service. Even considering the situation on the basis of liquidating his debt towards his wife, he must give a male child before he leaves.
И даже если рассматривать эту ситуацию с точки зрения необходимости воздать жене за ее служение, Кардамуни, прежде чем уйти из дома, обязан был оставить Девахути сына.
Indirectly, Devahuti requests her husband to remain at home a few days more, or at least till the male child is born.
Девахути косвенно просит мужа остаться дома еще на несколько дней, или, по крайней мере, до тех пор, пока у него не родится сын.
So, yesterday we read how Devahuti had 9 girl children all in one day. And immediately after that her husband was prepared to leave home and take sannyas. And when he was going out the door, she was smiling externally to please him, but she was grieving inside.
И когда он выходил за дверь, она внешне улыбалась, но внутри она была опечалена.
And she tells him that you have fulfilled all the promises that you gave to me, yet there's one thing more that you... No, you have to sit down, okay? You can't keep going in and out. Okay? Otherwise, all the devotees will get disturbed and I'll get disturbed also. So she tells her husband, I'm a conditioned soul. I'm conditioned by so many stringent laws of material nature. I'm conditioned by birth, disease, old age and death. And I find it impossible to give up this very strict control of material nature. And because I'm conditioned, I don't know what's really going to happen after this body is finished. Therefore, I'm fearful. So I'm requesting you to please arrange some circumstance where I can become free from fear. So Devahuti is becoming very serious. Prior to this, she's enjoyed some sense gratification with her husband in a very exalted way. But Kardva Muni, he always kept his mind fixed that just the moment this sense gratification is finished, I'm going to leave. And now she's actually coming to her real state of consciousness as well. You know, that human life is not meant for, you know, working hard to try to satisfy the senses. It's like Srila Prabhupada said in the purport today, all the sensual pleasures that you try to achieve in this body will be finished at the time of death. It's like there's that story of Sri Padshankaracharya. And he was just a boy. And one time, one queen approached him because she was informed that Shankaracharya, he had knowledge of everything. So she said, can you tell me knowledge of this? So he explained very clearly. Can you give me knowledge of that? He explained very clearly. And then because he was just a boy, she looked at him and said, can you explain to me what is the pleasure of sex? And he didn't have any experience of that. So what did he do? By his mystic potency, he sat down and he went into trance. And then he left his body in a state of trance. And he, the spirit soul, he entered into the body of a king who had just died. Now a king is a materialistic person. And the king, naturally, he experiences all varieties of material pleasure. And generally, the Kshatriya kings of the Vedic era, they kept so many wives, and so they had so much sexual pleasure. So in the body of the king, through his mystic potency, he gained experience of what the sexual pleasure was that had died when the body of the king had died. That was finished when the king's body was finished. And then he returned in his own body as a pure brahmachari. And then he reported to that lady what was the pleasure and the sensation of sex, because he had experienced it through the body of the king. So a person who's a little thoughtful and a little intelligent, he understands that all of the pleasures of life end when the body is finished. Just like Srila Prabhupada would always say, that we come to the world with nothing and we leave this world with nothing. There's nothing that we take along with us. So there's no real point in making an extra endeavor to experience sensual pleasures while we're here. But so Devahuti, she's having this understanding. But she's saying, I'm not really aware what's going to happen after this body is finished. So she's saying, you may leave. You may go and take sannyas. But before you go, leave me a representative who's going to instruct me in spiritual knowledge. She's saying, give me a son. You've given me 9 daughters. But these 9 daughters, very soon they're going to grow up. They were conceived and born in one day. So it's not going to take them long to grow up. And they're going to get some king who will marry them. And then I'm going to be left here by myself. So give me your representative in the form of a son who will instruct me in transcendental knowledge. Now, Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, when Kardava Muni heard his wife beseeching in that way, he realized that he had an obligation to fulfill. He says in the verse that the duty of the husband is to liquidate his debt to the wife. Now, a person there may be some husbands sitting here, and they may think, well, I don't have any debt to my wife. But Prabhupada makes the point that the wife renders sincere service to the husband. She prepares food for the husband. She keeps the home clean. She keeps everything organized in that way. And the husband, consequently, he becomes indebted to the wife. So Prabhupada says that a superior cannot accept service from a subordinate without repaying.
принимать служение, не возвращая долга.
He says he has to give something in exchange.
Он говорит, что он должен дать что-то взамен.
And then Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada приводит пример духовного учителя.
The spiritual master, he accepts so many things from the disciple.
Srila Prabhupada принимает множество разных вещей от ученика.
Disciples give nice garlands.
Ученики дают замечательные гирлянды.
And they give dakshin to the spiritual master.
Они дают дакшин духовному учителю.
And so many varieties of selfless service they render.
И столько самого разнообразного бескорыстного служения.
But Prabhupada says that the spiritual master also must give something in return for the service which is rendered by the disciple. So that thing that he gives in return is transcendental knowledge. So Devahuti, she's saying, please remember, you have a debt to me and you must liquidate your debt before you go. So she's requesting you, please stay at home just for a few more days and give me a male child. Now, this chapter is entitled Devahuti's Lamentation. Up until now, it doesn't seem like Devahuti and Kardamuni have been lamenting very much. But now Devahuti is actually lamenting. In the next verse, she says, until now, we have simply wasted so much of our time in sense gratification, neglecting to cultivate knowledge of the Supreme Lord.
В следующем стихе она говорит, до сих пор мы впустую тратили время, предаваясь чувствам удовольствия и не пытаясь постичь Верховного Господа.
Prabhupada in his purport, he says, human life is not meant to be wasted like that of the animals in sense gratificatory activities.
И в комментариях Шрила Прабхупада упоминает, жизнь дается человеку не для того, чтобы он, подобно животному, тратил ее на чувственное удовольствие.
Animals always engage in sense gratification.
Животные только делают, чтобы удовлетворять свои чувства.
Eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating.
Едят, спят, защищаются, укрепляются.
But that is not the engagement of the human being, although, because of the material body, there is need of sense gratification according to regulative principle.
Однако человек создан не для этого, хотя материальное тело и требует определенных чувственных наслаждений, которые регламентируются священными.
So in effect, Devahuti said to her husband, so far we have these daughters and we have enjoyed material life in the aerial mansion traveling all over the universe. These boons have come by your grace. But they have all been for sense gratification. Now you must give me something for my spiritual advancement. So she's coming to her senses. She's realizing what her real business is. So that should be our situation also. The process of Krishna consciousness means that we're gradually waking up more and more and more. Of course, we come to the movement and we hear the preaching how we're the spirit soul.
And
how we're not the body.
And
on the basis of that preaching, we understand that we should surrender to Krishna. But that's not the final position of our realization. That's the beginning position. And as we engage in the different activities of devotional service, our consciousness will become more and more purified and will wake up more and more.
И по мере занятий разными процессами преданного служения, наше сознание будет все больше и больше очищаться, и мы будем все больше и больше пробуждаться.
There's a Vedic statement that says the living entity should wake up and come out of darkness and come into the real light.
Есть ведическое утверждение, в котором говорится, что живое существо должно проснуться, выйти из тьмы, выйти на настоящий свет.
So we should have that understanding as we're going up. That human life really is not meant for sense gratification. In the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, there's the story of Maharaj Rishabhdev. And he was the king of the world. And he wanted to retire from being the king. He wanted to practice spiritual life nicely. So he called together all of his sons. He had 100 sons. And he told his sons, he said, "My dear boys," he said, "human life is not meant for sense gratification." He said, "In fact, sense gratification is the activity that animals that eat stool engage in."
Он говорит, что на самом деле чувственное наслаждение — это та деятельность, которой занимаются животные, поедающие испражнения.
He said, "Hogs engage in sense gratification. Dogs engage in sense gratification."
Он говорит, свиньи занимаются чувством наслаждения, собаки предаются чувством удовольствия.
So sense gratificatory activities are very low level activities.
И деятельность чувственного удовольствия находится очень низкого класса.
But rather, he says, you should try to engage in self-realization. Because by engaging in self-realization, you'll enter into your eternal life. That will be full of spiritual happiness. So we'll read another verse. Actually, there's just a few more verses in this chapter. We should just read through them today and finish this chapter.
Мы посчитаем, на самом деле, не так много стихов осталось до конца главы, мы просто посчитаем их и закончим главу.
In the next verse, Devahuti says, "Not knowing your transcendental situation, I have loved you while remaining attached to the objects of the senses. Nonetheless, let the affinity I have developed for you rid me of all fear."
В следующем стихе Девахути говорит, "Не подозревая о твоем трансцендентном положении, я любил тебя, сохраняя привязанность к объектам чувств. Но как бы то ни было, пусть наша близость поможет мне избавиться от всех страхов."
She said, "I didn't know that you were such a big transcendentalist."
Она говорит, "Я не знала, что ты такой великий трансценденталист."
"I didn't know that you were such a big yogi and a big mystic."
Она сказала, "Я не знала, что ты такой великий йоги."
"And I fell in love with you, not even knowing who you were."
Я влюбилась в тебя, просто не зная, кто ты.
He said, then she says something very interesting.
И затем она говорит очень интересную вещь.
She says, "Nevertheless."
Как бы то ни было.
"We engaged in sense gratification. But somehow I've become attached to you. And you're really a great soul. You're a powerful personality. Highly advanced in spiritual life. So, let my attachment that I developed for you burn away all of the fear that I have in my heart."
Пусть так будет эта вся та привязанность, которую имею к тебе, сожжет все страхи в моем сердце.
Srila Prabhupada says, Devahuti is lamenting her position.
Devahuti здесь оплакивает свою участь.
As a woman, she had to love someone.
В ней, как во всякой женщине, жила потребность кого-то любить.
Somehow or other, she came to love Kardava Muni.
Случилось так, что она полюбила Кардава Муни.
But without knowing of his spiritual advancement.
Но ничего не зная о духовном достижении.
Kardava Muni could understand Devahuti's heart.
Желания Девахути не были секретом для Кардавы.
Generally, all women desire material enjoyment.
Все женщины главным образом желают материальных удовольствий.
They are called less intelligent because they are mostly prone to material enjoyment.
Они считаются менее разумными, чем мужчины, потому что в большинстве своем стремятся наслаждаться материальной жизнью.
Devahuti laments because her husband had given her the best kind of material enjoyment.
Теперь Девахути скорбит о том, что ее муж предоставил ей все возможности для удовлетворения материальных чувств.
But she did not know that he was so advanced in spiritual realization.
Но она не знала, что он достиг такого высокого уровня духовного развития.
Her plea was that even though she did not know the glories of her great husband, because she had taken shelter of him, she must be delivered from material entanglement.
Ее мольба состояла в том, что, несмотря на то, что она не подозревала об истинном величии своего мужа, она приняла его покровительство, и поэтому он обязан был освободить ее от материального рабства.
So this is showing the mentality of Kardava Muni.
Это показывает ум настроение Кардавы Муни.
He was a big transcendentalist.
Он был великим трансценденталистом.
We read in the verse yesterday that he knew the soul of his wife.
Мы читали вчера в стихе, что он знал душу своей жены.
And today again it's being confirmed. He perfectly understood Devahuti.
И здесь опять подтверждается, он совершенно понимал Девахути.
And he understood that because she was a woman, she was prone to want sense gratification.
И он понимал, что поскольку она была женщиной, то у нее была склонность предаваться чувствам наслаждения.
Instead of wanting to undergo tapasya for spiritual advancement, She would rather like to have a nice home and children in a comfortable situation.
Вместо того, чтобы претерпевать опасности ради духовного прогресса, она бы предпочла иметь хороший дом, детей и хорошую семейную жизнь.
So he gave her the best form of sense gratification.
И он дал ей самые лучшие виды чувственной наслаждения.
Flying around in heaven in an airplane.
Летать по небесам на воздушном корабле.
But now she's lamenting.
А теперь она сожалеет.
She's saying, I didn't know who you were.
Назад, я не знала, кто ты.
I didn't know what kind of a personality you were. And therefore, I didn't try to get spiritual advancement from you. But because she's intelligent, she says something which is very nice. She says, nevertheless, because I took shelter of you, she says, I must become delivered from material entanglement.
Так или иначе, поскольку я принимаю у тебя прибежище, я должна освободиться от этой запутанности.
Now Prabhupada is going to elaborate on that.
И Прабхупада сейчас более подробно объяснит.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says that sadhu sangha, the association of great saintly persons, is very important, because even if one is not advanced in knowledge, simply by association with a great saintly person, one can immediately make considerable advancement in spiritual life.
Читание Чайтамрити, Господь Читание говорит, что саду санга, общение с великими святыми, способствует быстрому духовному развитию человека, даже если не обладает глубоким знанием философии.
What is the verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Как стих звучит из Читания Чайтамрити?
Who knows?
Кто знает?
Боло. Loudly.
Боло, громко.
Саду санга, саду санга, сарва шастра кой. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Sadhu Sangha Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koi. So Sarva Shastra means all Shastras glorify Sadhu Sangha or the association with advanced spiritual people.
Sarva Shastra означает, что все Shastra прославляют общение с духовным.
Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Means that if you will associate with the sadhu for lava matra, then you can get all perfection in life.
Это означает, что если вы будете общаться с саду в течение одной лава матры, то вы достигнете всего совершенства.
Now what does lava matra mean?
Что значит лава матра?
It means 1/11 of a second.
Это значит 1/11 секунды.
So if we can get the association of pure devotee for 1/11 of a second. That can qualify us for getting all perfection in life. Or the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mahat Seva Dwara Mahur Vimuktes. That if you will serve Mahats, or if you will serve souls who are surrendered to Krishna, then the doors of liberation will be opened.
Или Шримад Бхагаватам говорится, Махат Севам Гарам Ахуру Пимктес. Ведь если вы будете служить Махат то, или же великим душам, то это открывает вам врата к освобождению.
So what does Lord Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita Mahatma is?
И кто, кого Господь Кришна называет Бхагавад Гите Махатмами?
What does it mean?
Those people who
tell them in Russian. I know what it means in English. So a Mahatma is a person who's taking care of the Lord's internal potency. That means that a real Mahatma is a person who's 100% engaged in devotional service. You come to India, you see thousands of varieties of people that people will call Mahatma. And people in India are so foolish. Last night that lady from television, she came here and she was saying, why is it that people in India have kept their culture?
Вчера приходила эта женщина с Индии, они спрашивали, почему в Индии люди сохранили свою культуру?
And because it was television, I had to make up some story.
Поскольку это телевидение, я придумал историю.
You know, but the people of India, they're running away from their culture.
Но жители Индии, они убегают от своей культуры.
And they're so foolish.
И они глупы.
People in India are so foolish. You can take a donkey and put a garland on them and call him Bhagawan, and people will worship him as God.
они настолько глупы, что вы можете взять осла, повесить на его гирлянду, повесить татышку Бхагаван, и они будут ему поклоняться как Гуру.
You see, you just put a garland on something and they'll immediately think, oh, God, God. You see, so Mahatma, it means a person who's actually taken shelter of Krishna by engaging in devotional service. This is the actual definition. So if we will serve Mahatmas, then the desire to engage in sensual activities will be removed from the heart. Sushusho shradanasya vasudeva tata ruchi. It means that by serving great souls with faith, then we'll develop an affinity for hearing about Krishna.
То займем себе привязанность, склонность служить о Кришне.
So, Devahuti, what she's saying?
Что говорит Девахути?
You're a Mahatma.
Он говорит, о Махатма.
You're a great soul.
Ты великая душа.
Therefore, by your association, I must become purified.
Поэтому я должна очиститься через твое общение.
So, Devahuti, as a woman, as an ordinary wife, Devahuti became attached to Kardama Muni in order to satisfy her sense enjoyment and other material necessities, but actually she associated with a great personality.
Будучи обыкновенной женщиной, женой Кардамуни, Девахути привязалась к нему, рассчитывая на то, что он даст ей чувственное наслаждение и удовлетворит другие ее материальные потребности.
Now she understood this, and she wanted to utilize the advantage of the association of her great husband.
Теперь она осознала это и хотела воспользоваться тем преимуществом, которое сулило ей общение с таким великим мужем.
So the next verse she says, association for sense gratification is certainly the path of bondage. But the same type of association performed with a saintly person leads to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge.
Но то же самое общение со святой личностью приводит человека на путь освобождения, даже если он не подозревает, с кем общается.
Prabhupada says, the association of a saintly person in any way bears the same result. For example, Lord Krishna met many kinds of living entities. Some treated him as an enemy. Some treated him as an agent for sense gratification. It is generally said that the gopis were attached to Krishna for sense gratification.
Обычно говорят, что гопи привязались к Кришне с желанием чувствовать удовольствие.
And yet they became first-class devotees of the Lord.
Но это не помешало им стать великими преданными Господа.
Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other demons, however, were related to Krishna's enemies.
Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and другие демоны считали Кришну своим врагом.
But whether they associated with Krishna as enemies or for sense gratification, or out of fear or as pure devotees, they all got liberation.
Но как бы разные люди не относились к Кришне враждебно, с вожделением, благоговением или с любовью, как чистые преданные, общение с ним всегда приносило освобождение.
That is the result of association with the Lord.
Таков результат общения с Господом.
Even if one does not understand who he is, the results have the same efficacy.
Даже если человек не понимает, что перед ним Бог, общение с ним всегда приносит одни и те же плоды.
Association with a great saintly person also results in liberation, just as whether one goes towards fire, knowingly or unknowingly, the fire will make one warm.
Общение с великими святыми тоже приводит к освобождению, потому как огонь всегда согревает человека, независимо от того, случайно ли он или намеренно подошел к нему.
Devahuti expressed her gratefulness, for although she wanted to associate with Kardama Muni only for sense gratification, because he was spiritually great, she was sure to be liberated by his benediction.
Здесь Девахути выражает своему мужу признательность. Несмотря на то, что ее желание общаться с Кардамой было основано на стремлении к чувствам удовлетворения, она благодаря его духовному величию получила от этого общения огромную пользу и заслужила освобождение.
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes this point also.
Также описывает этот
момент. He says that there's six different ways that we have relationship amongst the devotees.
Между преданными есть шесть видов взаимоотношений.
What are those six different ways?
Что за шесть путей?
Who knows?
Давать посад. Открывать сердце.
Sadati Pradivirnati Guyam Akiti Pichati Bhunkte Bojayate Chaivasha Bidim Priti Lakshanam. He says Priti Lakshanam. He says these are symptoms of affection amongst devotees. That we give some prasad, mahaprasad, we accept some mahaprasad. And we give some little gift, that we accept gifts in charity. That we inquire confidential subject matter. You see, and we reveal our minds in confidence. They said these are six types of relationships amongst devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur laments. He says, O Lord, since immemorial time, I have tried engaging in these six types of relationship with materialistic people. He says, and the result is, I have become bound up. I've become cast so deeply into the ocean of birth and death. But now we take the same relationships, but we apply those relationships to Krishna and his devotees. We're directing it towards Krishna. Krishna is our goal. And the result of that is that we become purified. And we'll actually come to the position of perfection. Just like we mentioned yesterday in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains that different type of people approach Him who are motivated. He says the frustrated, desire of wealth, the curious, and the person who genuinely wants knowledge. So they all want something. They have desire. They're sakama. But by approaching the Lord, they become purified. So Prabhupada gives the example in the purport here. He says, if you approach fire knowingly or unknowingly, what will happen? You'll become warm. So in the same way, knowingly or unknowingly, if we approach Krishna or we'll approach great devotees of the Lord, we'll become purified. And we'll give up our desire for sense gratification. Okay, there's two verses left. We'll read these two verses. And then we'll stop. Anyone whose work is not meant to elevate him to religious life, anyone whose religious ritualistic performances do not raise him to renunciation, and anyone situated in renunciation does not lead him to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must be considered dead, although he is breathing.
Если жизнь и отречение не приводят его к преданному служению Верховной Личности Бога, такого человека следует считать мертвым, хотя он и дышит.
Now this is a lady who just a few minutes ago is flying around the universe engaging in sense gratification.
И это говорит женщина, которая несколько минут назад летала по всей вселенной, предаваясь чувствам удовольствия.
You know, enjoying sex, and 100 autumns are passing during one act of sex, and they don't even know what's going on. Now look how she's speaking. Because she's coming to her right state of mind. She says, anyone whose work is not meant to elevate him to religious life.
Она говорит, что каждый, чья деятельность не приводит его на путь религии.
Anyone whose religious ritualistic performances do not bring him to the position of renunciation.
Затем говорит, каждый, чье исполнение религиозных ритуалов не приводит его, не развивает на духе отречения.
And anyone who is situated in renunciation, but doesn't engage in devotional service.
И каждый, кто отречен, но не занимается преданным служением.
Must be considered dead. Even though he's going, even though he's breathing, he's a dead man. So, purport. Devahuti's statement is that since she was attached to living with their husband for sense gratification, which does not lead to liberation from material attachment, that her life was simply a waste of time.
Девакути говорит здесь, что ее жизнь с мужем, проведенная в чувственных наслаждениях, которые не могут привести к освобождению, была напрасной тратой времени.
Okay, practical point for all of us.
Практический мысль на этот момент.
Okay. We have so many different relationships in this world.
В этом мире у нас столько разных взаимоотношений есть.
Now, some of you are single men, some of you are married men.
Некоторые женаты,
single ladies, married ladies.
Замужние и незамужние.
We all have relationships here in Krishna consciousness.
У нас здесь в сознании Кришны тоже есть взаимоотношения.
If those relationships that we have are not directing us to liberation from material entanglement, then life is a waste of time.
Если эти взаимоотношения не направляют нас к освобождению от материальной запутанности, то вся жизнь это просто потеря времени.
You see, it means you're wasting your human form of life.
Это означает, что вы теряете зря свою человеческую форму жизни.
So we should be very careful about the consciousness that we keep as we're engaging in a relationship.
Поэтому, вступая в эти взаимоотношения, мы должны очень внимательно относиться к тому сознанию, в котором мы это делаем.
Especially, like, we can speak here in the ashram. We should actually have very beautiful and the best relationships based on devotional service, based on encouraging one another to become pure devotees, based on encouraging one another to give up the desire for sense gratification. Then those relationships are productive. It's not that as devotees we stop having relationships. That's yogi's position. Or maybe some mystic's position. They just want to become involved in their own sphere. But the devotees, we can have relationship with everyone.
Но будучи преданными, можем иметь взаимоотношения с кем угодно.
But those relationships will be based on Krishna consciousness, not sense gratification.
Но эти взаимоотношения будут основаны на сознании Кришны, а не чистых удовольствиях.
So we should be very careful about that.
Поэтому мы должны очень внимательно, осторожно к этому относиться.
What will be the what is actually the basis, should be the basis of our relationships in Krishna consciousness? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that all the people within this world are conditioned souls. And he says, Manakshastani Indriyani Prakritishtani Karshati. He says that they're all undergoing Karshati, or terrible struggle with their minds.
Он говорит, что они все, то есть, претерпевают каршити или же кошмарную борьбу со своими умами.
Everyone is struggling very badly down here.
Все очень сильно борются.
So our relationship with people should not be on the basis of sense gratification, but our relationship with people should be on the basis of helping them to be picked up and to come out of that hard struggle with their mind and senses. Therefore, a devotee can love anyone. But a devotee loves a person without becoming attached to his body. You know, just like there's that story of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to Paris. And in Paris they had that famous museum, the Louvre. That was the palace of one of the Louis. And it's such... Has anyone here been to the Louvre? It's such a massive place. The devotees took me there back when I was in Paris one time. I mean, it's like... Oh, you would think that the demigods lived in a place like that. Prabhupada said that those French kings, they were like demigods. So you go inside the Louvre and you look at the ceiling and there's just these huge paintings all over the ceiling. And it's all like, you know, naked women and naked men, you know, in the clouds. You know, exceptionally beautiful women with, like, you know, highly developed bodies. And men that are looking just like they came from the heavenly planets. So they took Prabhupada there. And they were walking with Prabhupada to the Louvre. And all those naked people were up there on the ceiling. And all the devotees were like this. And then they looked at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was like this. And then Prabhupada noticed that all the devotees were like. And Prabhupada said, what is the problem? You do not like beautiful women? And all the brahmacharis are like. Prabhupada said, I love beautiful women. Prabhupada said, you should bring me all the beautiful women in the world. Bring them all and give them to me. I like them so much. He says, you bring them all to me, and I'll engage them all in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. So, it's like, love can be there. And we can have appreciation. But nasty and horrible material attachment will not be there. Because we understand that material attraction will drag us down. Into the realm of birth and death. One time, Srila Prabhupada was taking a walk, morning walk in Texas with Satsarup Maharaj. And then there was a cow on the side of the road. And Satsarup Maharaj looked up and said, oh Prabhupada, there's a cow. The most beautiful animal. I said, what are you saying? Cow is not a beautiful animal. The most beautiful animal is horse. He said, a horse is so strong, so powerful. Prabhupada said, a horse is a beautiful animal. And then Prabhupada stopped for a second. And he said, and among the women, I think that the Jewish ladies are most beautiful. And what do you say? What do you say, Prabhupada? I think the Jewish ladies are the most beautiful. And then they said, and then Satsarup Maharaj, he said, but Prabhupada, generally men in a particular country or culture, they think that the women of that culture is most beautiful. Prabhupada said, yes, this is a fact. But I personally think the Jewish ladies are most beautiful. So, appreciation can be there, but not attachment. You see, not attachment. That attachment is a very nasty thing. It's because attachment means that you want to enjoy. It means that lust wants to come out of your senses. And then if lust becomes manifest, then you can get pulled down into the mode of ignorance. Because your lusty desire will never become satisfied. So she's doing very strong preaching here. So we should be careful about that in all of our dealings. We may have so many varieties of relationships. You may have your best friend brahmachari. You know, generally the brahmacharis, they have, you know, they develop some good friendship amongst one another. You see, but the relationship, the basis of your relationship should be Krishna consciousness. Not mundane talk. Not wasting your time speaking nonsense. But the basis should be Krishna consciousness. And any of the grihasthas, the basis of relationship with your wife should be solely Krishna consciousness. It shouldn't be sense gratification. If you put your hand on the fire will burn. So avoid that type of relationship. Become very strict and advanced in spiritual life. So here it says, any work one performs that does not lead to the state of religious life is useless activity.
Здесь говорится, что любая деятельность, которая не приводит человека к жизни в соответствии с религиозными принципами, является совершенно бесполезной.
Everyone is by nature inclined to some sort of work, and when that work leads one to religious life, and religious life leads one to renunciation, and renunciation leads one to devotional service, one attains the perfection of work.
У каждого из нас есть врожденная склонность к определенной деятельности, и если занимаясь ею, мы обращаемся к религии, если жизнь в соответствии с религиозными принципами развивает нас отрешенность, отречение от мира приводит на путь преданного служения, то наша деятельность является совершенной.
Or Sutta Goswami says in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Или как Сута Госвами говорит в начале Шримад Бхагаватам.
He says that one's activities in life, any work, we can all do so many different varieties of work.
Он говорит, что любая работа, любая деятельность в нашей жизни, мы можем заниматься самой разнообразной деятельностью.
You can be a dentist. You can be a truck driver. You can be a farmer. You can be a surgeon. You can have so many different activities that you perform in your life. But every activity that we perform is meant for liberation. So he says that don't think that your dharma or your occupation in life is meant for sense gratification, it's meant for liberation, for the ultimate dharma. Not meant for material gain. But material gain is going to come. So he says material gain should never be used for sense gratification. Material gain should only be used for dharma or for devotional service. And then he says what should be the mentality of a person who is taking up dharma? Very simple he speaks. He says we should desire a healthy life. And healthy life and self-preservation. And to engage in self-realization. The healthy life, self-preservation and self-realization. And then Prabhupada, he put that into a capsule and he said, plain living, high thinking. So here it says, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, any work that does not lead ultimately to the standard of devotional service is a cause of bondage to this material world.
Прабхупада говорит дальше, как утверждается в Бхагавад-гите, любая деятельность, которая в конечном счете не поднимает человека на уровень преданного служения, является причиной его рабства в материальном мире.
Unless one is gradually elevated to the position of devotional service, beginning from his natural activity, he is to be considered a dead body.
До тех пор, пока человек не достигнет уровня преданного служения, начинающегося с той деятельности, которая имеет врожденную склонность, его следует считать мертвецом.
Work which does not lead one to the understanding of Krishna consciousness is considered useless.
Деятельность, которая не приближает человека к сознанию Кришны, считается бессмысленной тратой времени.
Sunda Goswami also says that you can do every activity in the Varna and Ashram system.
Sunda Goswami говорит то же самое. Вы можете исполнять любые обязанности в системе Варна.
You can perform all your
как брахмана, кшатрия, вайшья или шудра, или как брахмачарья, грихастха, напрасна или саньяса.
But by following the activities of Varna and Ashram, if your attraction for Krishna is not awakened, then it's simply a useless waste of time.
Но вы можете, то есть, следовать обязанности вашей варны ашрамы. Если это не пробуждает ваша привязанность к Кришне, то это просто пустая потеря времени.
So here it's saying you can do work, but if that work doesn't wake up your Krishna consciousness, it's useless.
Здесь говорится, вы можете работать, но если эта работа не пробуждает ваше сознание Кришны, то все бессмыслица.
And Prabhupada says that anyone can be elevated to the position of devotional service from whatever activity you're performing.
И Прабхупада говорит, что каждый может возвыситься до уровня преданного служения, начиная с той деятельности, какой бы он ни занимался.
But if you don't do that, then you're considered to be a dead body.
Но если вы это не сделаете, то вас считают
трупом. This body is dead.
Это тело на самом деле мертво.
This body is simply matter.
Это просто материя.
And matter is dead.
А материя мертва.
The only reason this body moves is because the soul is present.
Единственная причина, по которой это тело движется, это присутствие души.
So unless devotional service is there, we're just walking around in a dead body like a zombie.
И если нет преданного служения, то мы будем просто ходить в этом мертвом теле как зомби.
Okay, last verse of the chapter.
Последний стих главы.
My Lord, surely I have been solidly cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in spite of having obtained your association, which gives liberation from material bondage, I did not seek such liberation.
Мой господин, я, конечно же, была полностью введена в заблуждение неодолимой иллюзорной энергией Верховной Личности Бога, ибо даже получив возможность общения с тобой, которая дарует освобождение из материального плена, я не стремилась к этому освобождению.
Proverbs says, an intelligent man should utilize good opportunities.
Прабхупада говорит, что разумный человек должен использовать хорошие возможности.
The first opportunity is the human form of life.
Первая возможность – это рождение в человеческом теле.
And the second opportunity is to take birth in a suitable family where there is cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is rarely obtained.
А второй – появление на свет семьи, где поддерживается культ духовного знания.
And the greatest opportunity is to have the association of the saint.
Обе эти возможности очень редко выпадают на долю живого существа. Однако самой ценной возможностью является возможность общения со святым человеком.
So Devahuti was conscious that she was born as the daughter of an emperor.
Девахути знал о том, что ее отец был великим императором.
She was nicely educated and cultured, and at last she got Kardama Muni, a saintly person, and a great yogi as her husband.
Она была достаточно образованной культурной девушкой, и наконец она вышла замуж за великого святого великого йогу Кардама Муни.
Still, if she did not get liberation from the entanglement of the material energy, then certainly she would be cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy.
Но она понимала также, что если ей не удастся вырваться из материального плена, это значит, что неодолимая иллюзорная энергия Господа обманула ее.
So that's our position also.
И мы находимся в такой же ситуации.
We've taken birth in relatively decent families. I mean, we could have taken birth as aborigines. You know, maybe somewhere in Africa. Or we could have taken birth as, you know, pygmies somewhere eating people. You know, but we've taken birth in families by which we could take up devotional service. So we have that good opportunity. We're born as humans. You know, we weren't born as dogs. And then we've had the association of saintly people. So Devahuti is saying, I've had all those things.
Девахути говорит, что я получил все эти вещи.
Therefore, if we don't get liberation, we're cheated.
Поэтому, если мы не достигнем освобождения, мы остаемся дураками.
So that's the same situation for us.
И у нас такое же положение.
We have many good things in our favor.
То есть у нас в наших распоряжениях очень много замечательных вещей.
Therefore, if we don't achieve the goal of our lives, which is the practice of pure devotional service, certainly we're being cheated and we're wasting our human form of life.
Если мы не достигнем цели человеческой жизни, а именно чистого преданного служения, то несомненно мы остались в дураках и мы тратим понапрасну свою жизнь.
Tricked by Maya.
Нас обманула Майя.
But Maya is very potent.
Но Майя очень могущественна.
Maya is Krishna's energy.
Майя это энергия Кришны.
He says, "Дайви хейши гуна майи мама майя дуратхия." He says that this Maya is my energy.
Krishna говорит, что Maya это моя энергия.
And we say Krishna is all attractive.
А мы говорим, что Кришна все привлекает.
So Krishna's Maya is all attractive.
И Maya Кришна тоже все привлекает.
And we're under the spell of Maya.
И мы находимся под чарами Maya.
So unless we really take advantage of the situation that we've gotten, we'll be tricked again by Maya.
И если мы не воспользуемся вполне той ситуацией, которая нам досталась, то нас опять обманет Майя.
Actually, the illusory material energy is cheating everyone.
В сущности, иллюзорная энергия обманывает всех и каждого.
People do not know what they are doing when they worship the material energy in the form of Galas Kali, goddess Kali or Durga for material boons.
Люди не верят, что творят, когда надежды получить материальные блага, поклоняются материальной энергии в области богини Кали или Дурги.
They ask, Mother, give me riches, give me a good wife, give me fame, give me victory.
Они, о великая мать, пошли мне несметные богатства, дай мне хорошую жену, принеси мне славу, здоровье, победу.
But such devotees of the goddess Maya or Durga, they do not know that they are being cheated by that goddess.
Однако преданные богини Майя или Дурги не подозревают о том, что она просто-напросто водит их за нос.
Material achievement is actually no achievement, because as soon as one is illusioned by the material gifts, he becomes more and more entangled, and there's no question of liberation.
Никакие материальные приобретения, по сути дела, нельзя даже назвать приобретениями, потому что, получая материальные дары, человек все глубже погружается в иллюзию, еще сильнее запутывается в сетях материального рабства, теряет всякую надежду на освобождение.
One should be intelligent enough to know how to utilize material assets for the purpose of spiritual realization.
Нужно быть достаточно разумным, чтобы правильно использовать материальные блага, богатство для достижения духовного состояния.
This is important point he's just made here.
That's
the point I made last night in class. Our senses and everything in this material world has been the cause of our bondage since immemorial time. But if we take the same senses in mind and body, and engage them in the Lord's devotional service, and those senses and body and mind has been the cause of bondage, will become the cause of our liberation. So he, Prabhupada says we should be intelligent enough to understand how to do that. And then intelligence will come if we'll hear from spiritual authority. If we'll all follow our spiritual masters properly, follow the instructions of chanting Hare Krishna, follow the instructions of engaging in spiritual sadhana, follow the instructions in spreading Krishna consciousness, and then we'll understand by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master how to get out of the material entanglement of life. So we have to be intelligent. Krishna consciousness is for intelligent people. So Prabhupada says this is called karma yoga or jnana yoga. Whatever we have, we should use as service to the Supreme Person. It is advised in Bhagavad Gita, Svakarmana Tam Abhyarcha, one should try to worship the Supreme Lord by one's assets.
Об этом говорится в Bhagavad Gita, Svakarmana Tam Abhyarcha.
There are many forms of service to the Supreme Lord. And anyone can render service unto him according to the best of his ability. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, chapter 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Devahuti's Lamentation. So Prabhupada says that we should be intelligent enough to worship the Lord by material assets. So what are the material assets that we all have? Mind, body, words, wealth, position in society. All of these different things we have. And we can take them and utilize them fully in the Lord's service, and we can become purified and come out of material entanglement. So this is a very important thing. If we don't understand how to do this, we'll go on being cheated by Maya forever. But human life is a special boon. It's said that the body that we have is a very good boat for crossing over the ocean of material existence. And the captain of the boat is the spiritual master. And the winds that are blowing the boat are the breezes, the instructions of the Vedas. So all in all, we're in a favorable situation.
И хотя мы находимся в благоприятной ситуации,
but we have to take advantage of it.
Мы должны воспользоваться им.
Can't sleep.
Нельзя спать.
Can't wait for somebody else to do it for us.
Нечего ждать, что кто-то сделает за нас.
We have to take the situation in hand.
Мы должны взять ситуацию, взять свои руки.
And that's called self-realization.
И это называется самосознание.
Don't think that we should just go and meditate. But it means that we have to actively engage all material facility that we have in the service of the Lord. And that will become our source of liberation. Okay, thank you very much.